Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Friday afternoon episode of Department Uno, the weekly show from the music department here at CJSF 90.1 FM, where we bring you the latest and greatest from the CJSF music playlist. Great music from local artists, Canadian artists, international artists, all genres, all styles. And with me live in the studio is Andrew Clements from Pronatrix. Thank you so much for being here.
Nice to see you, Connor. Thanks for having me.
We met a few years ago, and I really have to give you props for actually bringing a record to me in person. Amazing. And we got to talking and found out that both of us have a Bay Area connection going back a considerable ways. I'm originally from Sunnyvale, and that's kind of in Silicon Valley in the South Bay. And a lot of the kind of spiritual birth of Pronatrix kind of comes out of that mix between Bay Area and then Vancouver, and now also Vancouver Island as well, too. And you have a brand new album that just released yesterday, and that is called Infiniteness. And we have the pleasure of not just playing it in its entirety, but playing it off of vinyl, which is amazing. So thank you so much for, of course, sending us the digital copy of it, but really bringing physical media back. And that's something that we're really pushing for here at the station, is having access, the instant access of music, I think.
I think it's, and first of all, thanks very much for having me, and great to connect with you again. It's been wonderful to be a part of the collective knowledge base of independent Canadian music, and to contribute to that has always been my goal. So huge fan of campus and community radio stations. Again, I grew up on the North Shore and had a very clear channel to CITR, and they've been fantastic, and you guys have just supported me along the way. So yeah, it's a great pleasure to be here for sure. Thank you.
We have several of your releases in the library already. I've got one right in front of me, Radio Land, Cherished. And this one was dropped off. I had it on digital, but then the physical came with a human attached to it, which was amazing. And I recognize those for us on the back.
Yeah, right.
So good. Tell us a little bit about this album before we jump into the next
for
one
sure.
stuff.
Cherished kind of spawned out of, a long hiatus. I had a band in 2008. We were called Fur Bearing Animals, and it was like electro disco funk album and project, and really fun, playing with a really talented guy, Michael Fraser, my pal. And when that project finished in 2011, I just kind of started compiling a lot of ideas on hard drives, and that continued for the better part of 15 years until COVID hit, and I went, okay, I've got this giant library of music and ideas, and I really want to push them out in a concerted effort. And the first idea was to make a sort of an indie folk album, and Cherished is sort of the birth of that idea. A lot of the songs kind of came off of those hard drives. A lot of the songs were actually new as well. So it was really great stab to get it out there, and it was received well, and you guys really supported it, which I appreciated. And
yeah, we not just me, I'm a big fan of Canadian music, of course, but the station really had a great reception to it, and we actually were able to, through our programmers, get it to number one on our charts, which is amazing. It was really cool to see that on earshot, and not just us here out west, like kind of the Vancouver and Victoria radio scene, but also all across the country. And did that album get a tour to go with it?
It did to some degree. I definitely started playing. I played my first festival with that album up in the Comox Valley, and then we kept it pretty local, because obviously the economics of touring are pretty challenging. But it's funny now, because it's a simple album to go out and play in terms of like just setting up with an acoustic guitar and being able to strum through it, and it's been really receptive. I mean, that medium in terms of a show, like just sitting down and stripping it down to vocals and acoustic guitar, has been well received, specifically in the sort of the indie folk, psych folk scene. So yeah, it's still you know, it's still kicking around, and it's part of the sort of accretive sequence of albums that we've, you know, tried to undertake and convey as this ethnographic representation of at least my creative output.
Amazing. Like I said earlier, we have a connection to the Bay Area, Vancouver and Victoria. I lived in the Victoria, like Saanich and Cabro Bay area. Also been in the Vancouver area for a while. And I do think that environment influences music to some degree. Mm-hmm. Certainly when it comes to producing music, because there are a lot of cool spaces on the island where one can kind of remove oneself mm-hmm. and just kind of go into the forest and make music in a good way. Your new album, Infiniteness, is available now, and definitely go out in, I believe, May is when some of those mm-hmm. things are going to be coming up. So go support the live music. That's going to be the best way to hear it. The second best way to hear it is on vinyl record, which we do have right here in front of us. Maybe talk a little bit about some of the songs on side A here.
Yeah,
for sure. As we get going.
Yeah, no. So Infiniteness sort of takes... it sort of is pushing into, like, you know, it's meant to be a genre bending listen in terms of, you know, following through from Cherish to the second album, Elements of, to Infiniteness. And it sort of morphs from that indie folk idea into a little more psych folk and now almost even post punk in, mm-hmm. mm-hmm. in this album, which is kind of interesting. But, you know, Roku is the first track on the album. It means six in Japanese. Somehow I was thinking about the three albums together and multiplying it by two and, you know, figuring out some sort of numerology around it. But it's a representation of, you know, coming out of, you know, a really trying time in COVID and, you know, sort of having our hands bound and not knowing what to do, but, you know, making sure that we dive down deep inside and find whatever's inside of us to express, and sort of that's that idea. It moves into Islands of the Sun, which, you know, was composed when I was living in Kitsilano and walking down to Jericho Beach and looking across to Vancouver Island and seeing it in the sun and going, I gotta get there, mm-hmm. which happened, you know, which was cool. Yeah, Biscuits is sort of this psychedelic journey around you know, finding something higher. There's a nice metaphor to, you know, maybe consuming a little bit of medicinal psilocybin and exploring, you know, higher states of consciousness for sure. Dagger's Fire is an interesting one, and it comes from sort of a romantic escapade and, you know, really thinking about how the importance of distance at times is imperative to bringing us closer together. You know, absence makes the heart grow fonder. Mm-hmm. And that was sort of a reflection of my personal relationship disintegrating to some degree as necessarily to bring us back as more whole. And then finally, Set Yourself on Fire, again, sort of talking about that small self and figuring out how to ignite it, how to extinguish it to some degree so that the higher self can come into existence and come into representation in this physical world. So yeah, we kind of dive into a lot of those esoteric concepts on that first side.
There's a great line from one of the legends of Canadian indie rock bands, Stars, and they say, when there's nothing left to burn, you have to set yourself on fire.
I love that song.
So yeah, good. Yeah. So good.
Stars are great. I've caught them for years and somehow ended up backstage at a Toronto music festival with them and Broken Social Scene. And so fun. Amy Amy's great. I've been keeping in touch with her as well. She's fantastic.
Quick shout out to those of you who enjoy Canadian indie rock. Brendan Canning, his solo album, one of the greatest tracks I love. It's called All the Best Wooden Toys to Come from Germany.
Wow.
Yeah. What a name.
So good.
There's just, I've always enjoyed how it's, I wouldn't say out there, I would say there's this kind of pleasant remoteness from the rest of the music scene in Canadian indie music. Mm. There's always a push to do something different and a push to sound different. And when I listen to bands, it's apparent right away that the Canadian indie music has a special lens mm-hmm. that we approach things and we produce things Some of it is not for export, you know? And it's always interesting to see bands blow up in Canada and then have a chance to go outside. And it's, but there's always going to be that kind of hometown crowd here.
And then it can expand nationwide too, like bringing up Brendan, like, you know, those two bands in particular, Broken Social Scene and Stars, like, you know, when I was formulating a lot of my musicality and coming out with it, those two bands were sort of, you know, the bar in terms of, you know, creative expression. And what was amazing is, like, with Cherished, my friend Wendy Morgan, who has produced a lot of music videos for big time artists, she had sent it to Brendan, and Brendan and I actually had a really nice chat. He's been really helpful to even hooking up with JP, the drummer, and helping me with some Toronto shows. And so, like, when you start doing your creative thing and all of a sudden you're mixing in with, like, these people that you've held in such high esteem, and social media has brought us a little bit closer so that they're somewhat, you know, accessible and attainable, and then you realize, like, you know, they're just musicians being creative and artists doing their thing, and they want to help. And oh man, it's just, you know, it was just such a highlight to be conversing with those two.
What a treat. We're going to jump into side A of Infiniteness by Prana Trix right here on CGSF 90.1 FM.
Set yourself on fire.
And we're back here with the exclusive CJSF debut of Infiniteness by Pronatrix. And we have several of his albums here in front of us. And of course, we have the man himself, Andrew Clements.
Hello.
My friend.
Hello.
We've bonded